You're right. I mean, this team in our division, this team had 93 or 98, I can't remember, penalties. We had 48. So tonight we got 8 called, and maybe 9, and they had 3. So. Evidently, I haven't seen the tape either. You saw it as well as I did. I mean, obviously, you know, on the special teams areas, it was every time we did something, it seemed like there was a penalty. So that was real discouraging.
Tom, on the missed field goal, did it look like the snap was a little bit off? Or do you think?
I don't know what to attribute it to. It was. I'd have to check.
Tom, over the years, you've obviously coached against a lot of great players, but with Griffin and all the different ways he can hurt you, is he one of the toughest to game plan against?
Well, there's no doubt that because of the different nature of their scheme and their concept, it's you don't see it every week, so it does cause you a lot of. A lot of time and energy and effort in trying to figure out what their formations tell you, and then what you can expect from those formations. But there's no doubt. I mean, you saw how quickly he gets to the outside when he pulls the ball, and that kind of speed is going to be devastating anytime.
How frustrating was it not to be able to get off the field there in the last 4 minutes, get the ball back in Eli's hands?
Terrible. That's what you strive for. You know, we talk finish. I thought we could do that. I thought we could punt it down there. I had 2 timeouts. You know, the first time they snapped the ball, they gained 8 or 9, which is, you know, the problem with that is you start using your timeouts, they're gone. You know, the guy makes the first down and they're gone.
How much more difficult does this make the division race?
Well, it's highly competitive. It's going to be all highly competitive. We had an opportunity here today. But now there's 1 team with 7 and 2 teams with 6 wins. So there's 4 games to go.